USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked today what the president meant when he said he may need to get involved in the business of the Justice Department. Sarah Sanders replying at today's press briefing.
In terms of what he might do, as the president likes to say, we'll see what happens.
The president often critical of the Justice Department and the FBI. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is not okay with news that the feds tapped the phone lines of Michael Cohen, the president's longtime attorney. There are reports that it's happened on at least one occasion. Giuliani saying wiretapping like this may be evidence of government misconduct. Connecticut police say more than a half dozen officers were hurt responding to a hostage situation in North Haven. State Police Sergeant Mark Galvin saying
there was an explosion from inside the barn, and six of the officers that were involved in the clearing operation received minor injuries.
The man had taken his wife hostage, then blew up the barn when she got away. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A California judge going along with the prosecution's request to get more information about Joseph DeAngelo, who was arrested and is alleged to be the Golden State Killer. On Thursday morning, the judge allowing pictures to be taken of DeAngelo's body. They also allowed them to collect fingerprints and DNA samples. The defense asking for a motion to stop that action, the judge denying that. A Southwest plane makes an emergency landing when a window cracks mid-flight. We get details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
It just sounded like a really loud pop.
Passenger Karen O'Grady was just a couple seats away when this crack suddenly appeared in a window at more than 30,000 feet. She was one of 81 passengers on board Southwest Flight 957.
We're going to walk you right on to the plane next door.
The flight from Chicago to Newark diverted to Cleveland and landed safely. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There was a shooting Thursday afternoon at Opry Mills Mall in Nashville, Tennessee. One person was killed, a suspect in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Strong storms firing up again in the Midwest. Strong winds and hail primary concerns. Tornadoes could be a possibility. This comes in a week where multiple tornadoes hit more than a half dozen states. Some South Florida police officers finding a unique way to mark the National Day of Prayer today. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community with prayer, officers from about a dozen agencies taking part in an event called Prayer with a Cop. Drivers invited to pull up, roll down their window, receive a prayer, and then be on their way. It follows some recent tragic violence against police officers, including the murders of two sheriff's deputies as they were simply eating lunch at a Chinese restaurant in North Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bill Cosby's wife calling for a criminal investigation of the prosecutor that worked the case that found him guilty of sexual assault. Camille Cosby releasing a statement calling the DA and his staff corrupt and only out for their best interests. It looks like that teacher strike in Arizona is over with. The governor signing the education portion of the budget on Thursday morning after an all-nighter in the House and Senate to talk about the state's budget plan. South Carolina's Senate votes to outlaw nearly all abortions in the state. The upper chamber voting 28-10 at a meeting Wednesday night to only grant exceptions for rape, incest, or medical emergencies that threaten the life of the mom. There's the possibility of a filibuster from Democrats, which could put off a final vote in the Senate for some time. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.